Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Everybody, it's The Voice, and I am back at home in Drunken Lullaby Studios, and I'm joined by a couple guests today. One you may be slightly familiar with, the other, he's a complete stranger, but by the end of this show, hopefully, you know him almost as intimately as you can from listening to a podcast. That will just depend on how much beer we drink. All right, so to my left, if you have been listening to the new spinoff, now weekly spinoff, Drunken Lullabies presents Drunk at the Movies. You heard this gentleman on the UHF episode, which I gotta admit has been one of my favorites that we have done so far. I mean, granted, there's only been like 5 or 6 released so far, but I've recorded about 15, I think, at this point, so... that one stood out. That was a very good time with you and Groucho. But Daryl, welcome back to Drunken Lullabies proper.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Pleasure to be here.
Kind of did it backwards, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
But I think the Drunk at the Movies is getting some new blood in. People that aren't necessarily huge craft beer fans, but you are. It just never worked out to get you on here. So, yeah, I was like, you got to do the real show.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always a good time here.
All right. And to my right, the newcomer I spoke of earlier, have become friendly with this guy at my job out at the Fox Pub and Cafe. I have sidled up to the bar and shared some beers with this gentleman in over the past few months. And, you know, we're all PABN deep. PABN rolling deep as a motherfucker.
Street cred.
Yeah. So, Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I know we had talked about having you on the show at one time, and yeah, the stars have aligned, and we've got some beers, and the stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
And we'll get to that later. But first, it's time to tell you guys about the drinking game. That's right, you drunk maniacs at home have to drink along. And that means anytime one of us swears, anytime there is a pop culture reference or an impression, anytime there is an audible expulsion of gas. Honestly, I'm thinking about cutting that one out because that was mostly just for Beer Mansky, but it's always been included, so I feel like it has to still be in there. I do burp a fair amount, though.
I haven't heard too much.
I'm trying to be professional. I'm doing these shows out on the road. I haven't been chugging as much, and like I'm trying to be polite as much as possible. Seem like I'm professional, you know.
It's more
the
for
ones,
old times.
Yeah, so. The ones here, we just let shit fly.
New life goals.
Yeah, exactly. So, and any time the word of the day is said, you have to take a drink. And the word of the day is Texas. So, anytime those happen, take a drink. And now, it's time for us to play our drinking game, brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. It is time for us to play Spin the Bottle.
Beer Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no. Pound that beer. Bubble on back to the bar.
Guess what? The bottle landed on me. This son of a bitch, Blake Szymanski, comes up with this game. It'll be fun. That people can chug and get loose.
Szymanski's getting blamed for a lot already. I just want to point that out.
Well, he's not here to defend himself. He abandoned ship a while back, and I still have to chug. I have contractual obligation now. I could have just let it go, but...
Fair enough.
I was like, no, let's monetize this and support one of our friends in the local Midwest and Central Illinois region, and their beer, and you know, I'm saying this all tongue in cheek. Blake and Lindsay have been on the show several times. Big fans of Iron Spike. I mean, I worked at their table at the Peoria JC's International Craft Beer Festival. Oh, I was yeah. out there drawing people in, pouring light rails, and I just poured myself a big one. So
there it is.
You guys can talk amongst yourselves because this may take me a little bit. I had a little bit of McDonald's before because we're doing a double dip tonight, just like we did the last time. We're doing a drunken lullabies and a drunk at the movies afterwards. So
it's a good foundation.
I am not doing that on an empty stomach. All right. Well, here we go.
Good memories of the beer fest. Mark, did you work it or did you go?
I went to it. Went to it. Yeah. Did the early VIP and then went to the full show.
That was I did an interview show at the VIP. Yeah. That was fun.
Good stuff.
It was a loud show. You okay? I'll tell you that. Tell you what. Yeah, that was cold. I should have took that out of the fridge a little earlier, but I just never learned.
It's okay. One day.
All right. So, Texas. We talked about it earlier. Let's drink some beer from Texas.
Let's do it. What a great idea.
All right. So, this is an IPA. This is the Deep Ellum IPA. And this is their year-round ode to the Pacific Northwest hop. And they're out of Dallas, Texas, which I did not go to Dallas when I was down there. That was a little too far.
Did you drive? I think I forgot to ask.
No, we flew.
You flew? Okay.
Typically, I prefer driving on road trips. I can bring more beer home.
Exactly.
But also, I like driving. But I didn't pay for the plane tickets. So I...
Baller.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm not going to complain about that.
How heavy was your luggage? Just checking. 20 pounds light, heavier on the way back?
My carry-on when we flew down was pretty much empty. It was like my book and an emergency change of clothes in case my luggage got lost. My glasses and contacts. My saline. You know, the important stuff.
Sure.
Like, if I'm... My phone charger. I'm always the Boy Scout, but I never was one, but I'm always prepared like one. So I was like, if my luggage gets lost, I'm going to be able to survive. I'll just have to wear the same shirt and shorts for a couple days, but you're on the beach. I pretty much did that anyway.
Not bad.
They usually have stores.
And yeah.
Too.
Right. But I made enough room that I was like, I'm bringing beer home. And I ended up fitting about 16 cans in my suitcase for the drive or the trip back.
Damn.
And they all made it. And we're going to drink some of them today. This is a brewery that I found out about, I think, through Instagram, honestly. Some people that I follow at Drunken Lullabies Podcast on Instagram were drinking some of their beers, and I liked some of their designs. I tried reaching out to them, like, hey, I'm in Illinois, you're in Texas. We can't get your beer, but, you know, we'd be more than happy to feature some of them. I never heard back. So I had to go all the way to Texas just to get this fucking beer to drink on the show. So I hope you guys are happy.
Rejected.
But, yeah, they're a microbrewery out of Dallas, Texas. It says, for an IPA to bear our hometown name, it better be potent. So we loaded it with our favorite American hops for a bitter punch. And with some over-the-top tropical fruit, citrus, pine, and floral aromas and flavors, you've got one big Texas IPA deserving of the Deep Ellum name. I'm guessing it's Ellum. It could be Ellum. I am not for sure because I didn't go there. But the flavor profile is hoppy, smooth, deep, floral, and sweet.
Well, and one thing's for sure, everything's bigger in Texas.
It's even, true.
Even the IPAs.
It's so. True. Yeah, I like the nose on this one.
Yeah.
It is pretty bright and, you know, citrusy, which that's my wheelhouse.
And it wasn't as cold as the light rail because you're doing okay.
That is true. Yeah. This is true.
That's not bad. I actually like that
one. I forgot to check to see how fresh this is. June 15th. So, I mean, it's a month and a half old when we're drinking this. But, you know, if you're usually within a couple, 2 to 3 months on an IPA, you should be fine. They'll fall off a little bit. I know some people are like, if it's like
over a month. I don't want to drink it. Forget
it. It's not going in my cart.
Okay. I've drank IPAs from Friar Tuck that were 2 years old. Granted, I didn't know that when I bought it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I haven't seen this one before. I just pick it up. Oh, I haven't seen it before because it's been hiding in a fucking box on the top shelf for 2 years.
Vintage.
And it's like, oh, this is just malt. This is malt on malt on malt.
Delicious.
Yeah.
It's so old it doesn't have a UPC label on it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's fun to gamble.
Yep. But you still have to drink them.
Yeah, you still have to deal with it. And there's also some breweries, too, that aren't putting the dates on them.
I don't like it.
This should be like a law. I think, you know, Congress has a lot of work in front of them. That should be first.
Well, they're wanting to start putting, what, the nutritional facts?
On beer? Some,
yeah, I swear I read that somewhere. Ooh. Like, putting the calories or whatever, so you know what you're getting. Like, we all know what we're getting into. We all know. That's why we've all allocated that extra 20 to 30 pounds that we're comfortable with carrying for our love of beer. Or if you're like Mark, you probably just exercise a lot more. I don't have time to do it. I work two jobs. This is my third one. The exercise I get is...
You're doing the curls right
yeah,
now.
I work my arms. That's about it. So... curls. I'm just... trying to make myself feel better about my lack of exercise. Yeah, all right. So, Daryl, when we had you on Drunk at the Movies,
yes,
we just talked about the movie. We didn't really talk beer as much. You know, how long have you been a craft beer drinker?
I'm going to say probably around 8 to 10 years. I mean, I've always appreciated the fermented beverage, but... you know, I think the thing that got me interested in it was when they started throwing other stuff in it, like coffee, and I'm a huge coffee fan too.
Okay.
That seems to kind of go hand in hand with a lot of folks. But yeah, my gateway craft beer was Founder's Breakfast Stout.
Oh,
that's what hooked me in, and I'm like, this is a game changer.
That's a good gateway.
Mm-hmm. And then that snowballed, of course, into, you know, Bourbon County, and then. Mm-hmm. Standing in line waiting for said Bourbon County, you know, and
meeting a hobo in the alley doing questionable things.
I mean, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mark, how about you?
I started getting into it actually in college. So, like, I went to Northern Illinois University and...
Go Huskies.
Yeah. And Molly's was the place to go, and we'd go ride the rail at Molly's, which is always the tradition. So
okay. We'd
always have a sprinkling of whatever they had at the time as far as what the festive rail was, as far as if it was Irish or whatever, that kind of thing. Started drinking a lot of Sam Adams early on. And then it kind of blossomed, like, after I got out of college, just... took a trip to Denver and
a good place to go.
Went to Avery, went to Boulder, went to a lot of different breweries, and then decided to go back for more at the Great America Beer Festival. So once that happened, just a Pandora's box of goodies.
I was hoping to go there for my birthday in October. It's not going to work out this year. We just aren't going to have enough time because we would not be flying for that one. We would be driving, and it would just be a long weekend. And if we're driving to Colorado and back in a 4-day trip, that's not really giving us much time to do anything. So instead, we're going to go up to Minnesota, and that's a little bit more accessible of a drive. So we're going to probably hit Surly and other places there. Going to go to Paisley Park, pay my respects to the purple one, and see Prince's Urn apparently is on display there.
Oh, right.
So that'll be weird.
Who owns that? Is it like a?
It's like I think
a
it's
city or something.
Yeah, or his family. The estate. I don't know. I keep hoping for more new music. They just put out a Purple Rain anniversary deluxe edition that had some pretty good stuff on it, outtakes and whatnot. So. That's heading in the right direction. It took a year, but there's some new music.
Yeah,
I know there's a lot more to come. And speaking of, I mean, we're talking about music. Why not introduce you guys to our band of the week? This week on let's see, episode 88. I have now brought you guys 88 new bands. Well, no, wait, I had Christmas episode where I played Christmas music for a few weeks. I've brought you over 85 bands to check out over through the course of this show. And I'm bringing you another good one I think you guys are going to enjoy. They are called Roswell Kid. That's R-O-Z-W-E-L-L. And they are on Side One Dummy Records. And they are actually... they're not the first Side One Dummy band we've featured. Microwave has actually been on the show and drank with me at Distill way, way back. But they are the first Side One Dummy band to be featured since I was given permission by the label to feature any band from their roster on the show. And Roswell Kid just put out a new album. Came out on June 23rd. It's called Precious Art. And we're going to play some music from them. The first song, it's called UHF on DVD. And I figured, what more appropriate song can I feature on this episode when Daryl's going to join in than one specifically about the movie we watched on DVD.
Fantastic.
A little bit about Roswell Kid. Fronted by the affable-spectacled Jordan Hudkins, Roswell Kid write massive, gritty, excitable power punk songs. They channel Weezer's Blue Album guitar grandiosity and eternally hummable melodies conveyed in ooze, the likes of which would make Rivers Cuomo weak in his problematic knees. But when it came to writing Roswell Kid's new album, Precious Art, Jordan found himself in a strange place of wondering who and what Roswell Kid actually was. After more than 2 years on the road, the band hadn't quite hit a dead end, but they needed to regroup, rethink, and refine their identity. All those questions are thankfully answered by the 12 songs that make up the album. It is the quintessential Roswell Kid album and something entirely new at the same time. It's teeming with understated nostalgia, but doesn't get too lost in the past. Rather, it recalibrates the past, revisiting it with the added wisdom that comes with age. It's quirky in the way that Roswell Kid songs have always been quirky, but more than any other record the band has made. So, you know, UHF on DVD, that's nostalgic. Right there.
It's a perfect title.
So we're going to...
I was tearing up.
We're going to let Roswell Kid take it away here with UHF on DVD here on Drunken Lullabies.
tacos and watching UHF. Tacos and watching UHF on DVD. On DVD. On DVD.
Alright, that was Roswell Kid. You will hear a little more from them after this beer. You gotta drink some more.
Thank you.
It is now time for another Texas beer out of Austin, Texas, from the Oasis Texas Brewing Company. That's like three or four Texases. Oh, I did it again! This is the Slow Ride Take It Easy. Pale ale, and this is American muscle beer at its finest. Supercharged with Chinook, Cascade, and Columbus hops. Crank up the 8-track and let the clutch out slow.
Wow.
This is Livin'. L-I-V-I-N. Hoppy, light, smooth, citrusy, and floral. You know, you're talking about cruising in the car. You're a car aficionado. Yeah.
This, you know, if I had a Trans Am or a Z28,
yeah,
you know, like Smokey and the Bandit era Trans Am,
okay,
this might pair nicely with that. Not at the same time while operating said.
Correct.
Maybe while in your garage with your tank top, your fog hat tank top.
Hey, there are some states that apparently the driver can drink as long as he maintains below
that magic level.
Yeah. Which I was surprised. I've heard about, like, Missouri, if you're a passenger,
yeah,
you can ride in the back seat and drink as much as you want, but the driver can't. But apparently, other states are just like, we don't give a fuck, just don't be over the limit.
I'm thinking of all states, I don't want to say bad things, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm thinking Texas might be one of those states.
Oddly enough, they're not.
No,
I looked while we were down there because we were, you know,
do your homework.
We've got these 2-hour rides when we were going to the beach. I wasn't driving the whole time. Some of the times I was, and I was like, oh, you know, if Brianna wants to have some beers, or more importantly, when, you know, the father-in-law is driving, it's like, oh, yeah, we'll sit in the back and drink. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Missouri is more progressive than Texas.
I'll tell you what, Bobby.
Tell you what.
I would never have imagined that would have been the case.
Mm-hmm.
When we lived in Indiana.
I was surprised too.
For about 3 years, and I lived there for about 6 months before my soon-to-be wife joined me. So I had like a lot of downtime down there to explore, you know. And that was the first thing that I, you know, realized. I met some friends, and we go out or whatever, and I'd be driving, and they'd just crack open stuff. And I was, you know, from Illinois. I was freaking out. I'm like, what's going on? I was 23.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lose my license, you know. And they're like, no, dude, this is legal, as long as you're not drinking and everyone else in the car can do it.
So you can have a good time, but I can't have a good time.
It was weird just seeing hams in the cup holder of the car, and I just...
Hams. Old school tavern calendar over there on the shelf.
Is that the beer refreshing? Was that their slogan?
I can't remember. I just know the cartoon commercials. You can see them on YouTube and stuff.
With the bear?
There's no way they would do commercials now like that.
It's kind of like, Saturday kids.
Morning. Yeah,
drink of hams.
And now, usually we go around and say what we're drinking out of. You mentioned hams. I've got one of my old Pabst Blue Ribbon cups.
Kicking it old school.
Yeah. So I got my PBR and then one of my, the most recent addition to the Drunken Lullabies glass collection from Houston, Texas, Eighth Wonder Brewing. I wanted this just because it's got like the old Astros colors. It's got the Astrodome on it. It's just a kick-ass label. We're not drinking any of their beer because they can't sell it on premises.
Really?
They cannot do any to-go sales. You can only drink draft at their spot. Some sort of Texas law. I asked the guy, where can I find your beer? oh, it should be available in pretty much any, you know, grocery store and that around the area. We went to a Kroger literally a mile from there. They didn't have a single beer for them. Went to another store, didn't have any of their beer. And Brianna's like, I think this guy needs to figure out his, like, distribution a little bit better, because we couldn't find it anywhere. But
they have the logo knocked out.
So yeah, that's... and what's cool is when you go, you walk up to the counter, and for like $15, you get a pint glass, which you get to keep, and you get three bottle caps, which are drink tickets. So
cool.
You get three $5 pints, and you get to keep the glass. Yeah. Or if you don't want to do that, you can just buy single tickets for $5, and it comes in a plastic cup, and you actually get less than what will be in this. Because we only wanted to have two beers each, so I did the $15 thing, and then we bought an extra $5 ticket so we could each have two beers. And yeah, she got a little shortchanged on her beers because I had the pint glass. I shared. But
Was this Houston, you said?
This was in Houston. It was about 2 miles from Minute Maid Park.
Cool.
So a lot of people went there afterwards. They had like food trucks. There was, I believe the food truck is owned by the brewery, like the same guy. And it was called the Eatsy Boys, which I thought was a nice reference. Very so, nice. We didn't try any of the food though, but it was cool. We sat out in the courtyard area. They had, you know, cornhole bags and stuff and, train cars that were like repurposed to be like little drinking nooks. Like they have tables and stuff in them and that,
like but
they're like freight cars. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Out there in the yard. And like, that was what people, the air doesn't circulate well in those. We sat in open air picnic table area, but it was still kind of cool. And, there were people hanging out inside. There wasn't anywhere to sit inside. So we went out. It was nice.
Now, is it Austin that's known for, like, barbecue, or is barbecue just all
I think it's just
there?
All Texas. Okay. And we didn't... We barely ate any barbecue while we were down there. I had some brisket and pulled pork at one restaurant.
That ain't bad.
But the rest of the time, I did have some, like, seafood and fish and stuff, so...
you still know, when you're line on the at coast. Franklin's in Austin, but
that's the big
literally
one.
Got about, I don't know, 20 people from the door, and... They were down for the day.
Really?
Oh, every day. It's like the lines out the door and down the street, and then they just sell everything that they got, and then they just say, hey, it's all gone.
Always love that. You have to be there by 11:30 to get something.
Yeah.
It's like, no,
yeah.
It's done.
Yeah. There's some friends of the show, the Fiddlers, going to be relocating to the Austin area in the near future. Hopefully, I'm going to get Chad on a couple episodes before he... ships out. His lovely wife Marnie, I believe, is by the time this has come out, she's already there working her new job. But Black Cat Chad has been on the program many times, and we're going to be going back to Texas, and Austin's the next city we're going to visit. Like, we did San Antonio.
Awesome.
So Austin will be the next one. And it's like, that's awesome. We already got two drinking buddies waiting for us when we go down there. We'll just meet up and have some drinks, and they can show us what the good spots to drink in Austin will be.
Yeah, they also get cheaper tickets for South by Southwest. So if you're
so
if you're a local, you get a cheaper ticket to South by Southwest. Took advantage of that once.
I'm going to start Googling jobs in Austin. That's my next goal.
All right, well, here's something you can Google. Another song by Roswell Kidd. But I wouldn't suggest Googling it. Like, just listen to it on here. We're going to play it. But this one, it's from the same album, Precious Art. And this song is called Blow It. And I wanted to mention they are on tour right now supporting the album. They've still got a few dates left by the time this comes out. So if you're listening on release day or relatively close to it, they've got dates in Connecticut, Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and they wrap up the tour in Tennessee. So go to their website. You can find them on Facebook. Like I said, it's Rozwell Kidd. And you can get all the details there. But we're going to finish our beer, and you can listen to another song. So here's Blow It on Drunken Lullabies.
Yeah.
And that was Blow It by Roswell Kid. And it's time for us to have some more beer. And this one, Daryl, you brought.
I did.
This is a brewery in Tinley Park that I have been to. No, I'm not talking about our friends at 350. I'm talking about the other one around the corner. This is Hailstorm Brewing Company. You may be familiar with their song, I Get Off on You, Getting Off on Me. kind of a big hit in the early mid 2000s,
something like that,
2010s, I don't know what. But I
is that a pop culture reference?
It's a pop culture reference. But this is Vlad the Conquistador. This is a Russian Imperial Stout brewed with chilies, cocoa, cinnamon, vanilla, and agave. That's a lot of shit going on.
Put it in the pot.
Brewed with 11 different malts and hopped with Magnum, Centennial, and Palisade hops, this huge Russian Imperial Stout is as complex as they come. Vlad the Conquistador is brewed with ancho, guajillo, and chipotle peppers, Mexican cinnamon, cocoa, and dark amber agave syrup. The cinnamon, cocoa, and vanilla are up front with the peppers, adding a touch of heat in the finish. The agave syrup adds a bit of rich sweetness to this brewed. Salud. Enjoy in a snifter glass. Or a PBR glass. It's all relative.
Yeah.
Now, I was talking to you earlier before we started the show. I've had the regular Vlad at Hailstorm and was pretty impressed with it. It was my favorite beer of the day out of my flight. But this is the bourbon barrel aged. I have not had this.
They had, when I was up there and got this, they had some, like a hazelnut, like a British, like an ESB with hazelnut or
that
something.
That cinnamon is very prevalent on the nose there.
It is an uppercut.
Wow.
I don't know. There's probably a lot of foodies that enjoy this podcast, too. I think if Rick Bayless had this, he would have a stroke. I think he would have an aneurysm because of all the peppered.
Chef Kyle, you'll get that reference.
Yeah.
I think actually that's probably at least the second time Rick Bayless has been mentioned on this podcast.
No joke. Awesome.
Yeah, I threw his name out at some point. Probably when I was talking to Chef Ryan at Iron Spike. And, you know, obviously another foodie.
Sure, sure.
So
I don't know how many Topo Labampo references you could make and still have an audience, but Rick Bayless is probably a cool dude, but it's kind of like the Bobby Flay effect. You know, everything is great, but if you just put a bunch of poblano or guajillo peppers in it, it's amazing. I mean, there's kind of, like, I like peppers, and it seems like peppers are working their way into everything, and well, I love it.
Brianna puts hot sauce on everything. Like, she loves hot, spicy food. I like it in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
A little goes a long way with me. I actually had a drunk maniac contact me today asking, what are my thoughts on hot sauce? Because he makes it.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, I'm adding hops to my current hot sauce that I'm making. Maybe when it's finished and I like where it's at, we could try it on the show if you'd be interested. I'm like, yeah, we'll try it. I'm willing to do most things at least once. But he's got like ghost peppers.
Oh, or, see, that's scary.
Or some one of those crazy ass peppers that I've heard of, but I've never tried. And I'm kind of afraid to, but I'll probably do it anyway. Oh, the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, no. See, yeah. That's
on the other side of moderation.
Yeah.
Like,
I like hot stuff in moderation. And then I also like chemical burns.
So there's your shout-out, Donnie. But we'll have him on the show down the road, and maybe we'll try some of that hot sauce. But yeah, like spicy hot beers.
Yeah.
A little goes a long way for me, especially jalapeno beer.
Oh. Is it Bent River that makes one? That's like, there was one I had.
I use it to cook. Yeah. It's one of my secret ingredients in my chili, and it works really, really well.
It's not secret anymore.
I know. I've already put it out there before. So, but yeah, it's part of my 3D chili, Dustin's Drunken Deer chili, because I use venison, and. Yeah.
Thanks for the invite, by the way. Next time you make that.
Last time I made it was for PNC's Chili Cook-Off, and I won Best Chili in our branch, and I almost won Best Chili in the region.
Boom.
I got second. Seriously? I got second place. I barely lost to the Pecan branch. My friends at Pecan evidently won on style points because they did a whole mural and like drew Homer Simpson eating chili and stuff, and I just let the chili speak for itself.
Yeah, wait. They get style points for having accoutrement, like a
exactly
like a diorama, like it's seventh grade science.
Accoutrement. Winnebago man.
What is that shit? Jack Redney.
I have that documentary. I don't know if it would work well for a drunk at the movies, but it is a hilarious of business. So
we could circle back on that because I could riff on that forever.
Yeah.
Sounds like Darryl's volunteering himself.
If you want to do yourself a kindness.
At the challenge.
Do yourself a kindness. Look it up. It's on Netflix, I believe. Winnebago Man, Jack Redney. He is a national treasure. You believe any of that shit?
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Department has...
Have you ever seen Winnebago Man?
No, I've not.
No, it's this viral video that I found out about it through the Found Footage Festival, which I'm a big fan of those videos. That somebody sent in, it was basically a blooper outtake reel. This guy did a Winnebago infomercial. Okay. Had
like late 80s?
Yeah, late 80s. And it's the outtakes. He had the mouth of a sailor, and it's just him cussing constantly, talking about the goddamn flies. And
flies all
he can't get anything to work. He can't say the lines properly, and he's just losing his mind, and it's hilarious. And the documentary is this guy saw this video, and it became one of these tapes that got traded in like the underground scene, and he wanted to find this guy. Like, what happened to him? Where did he go? And he tracked him down. He was like living like a hermit on a mountain somewhere, and...
Touch of Tourette's?
Yeah.
touch of something.
And he became kind of friendly with him, and the documentary is just about him and what happened in his life, and he had no idea that he'd become this internet icon, and it's a pretty good watch. So yeah, check out Winnebago Man. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want to watch the documentary, just go to YouTube and just watch the 3-minute clip, because it's genius.
Classic.
So what do you think of the Vlad here?
I've had the original, the base Vlad. This is nice.
There's heat like in the back of your throat. It's not sudden either. It's just all of a sudden. It's like, yeah, that's pretty good. A lot of cinnamon. Oh, what's that? It just kind of.
It smells more cinnamony.
It does.
And then all of a sudden you're like, you smell it. It's like, there's cinnamon in there. And then all of a sudden you taste it, and then it just transitions really well. So
funny story. When we were there picking up the bottle at the release, the guy, I forget his name. I can't imagine why.
Bill.
Yeah, we'll call him Bill.
Rod Fontana.
Better.
So we're sitting there, and, you know, hey, what brings you guys here? Like, oh, we're here for the Vlad release. Oh, that's great. You know, what else are you here for? Oh, we went and saw Tom Petty out at Wrigley. And he just, like, stone cold, just like, not, hey, that's cool, or I love Tom Petty, or oh, how was the show?
Yeah.
No, it was just like, I'm looking at you right now. Yeah. And it was like deaf silence, and everyone was just kind of like, okay. Clearly not Tom Petty fans at Hailstorm.
They're lost, man. Tom Petty is fantastic, and I love that documentary, Run Down Dream. You got to allocate half a day to watch that thing. It's like six hours long, but it is so damn good.
How can you hate Tom Petty, though? Like, of all the people, the whole car ride home, we're talking like, how the F do you hate Tom Petty? You can be like, yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. He's got a solid greatest hits. I like a lot of the album cuts, you know, the deep cuts, but I think anybody should be able to appreciate at least the greatest hits.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you seen them live?
Just that once.
I saw him in Chicago. Steve Winwood opened.
Oh my God.
For him. That'd Traffic.
Be a good show.
He didn't do Valerie, though. I was kind of bummed.
They just played Wrigley, didn't they? With Chris Stapleton, I think.
That'd be a good show.
Chris Stapleton opened, and then he was up there.
He's played Peoria before, and then he was just in Champaign, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't go. My cousin did, and I never asked how it was. I just assumed it was good because Tom Petty writes good music.
You just get a picture over Facebook. I'm here, and you're not.
Right.
Those are always great.
Yeah.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading. I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. What the fuck did I say? That didn't sound for shit, did it? Trying to give these guys everything they can get to me. That's it. Fuck it.
What the fuck? I hope you've been keeping up on your drinks there. But yeah, that's a little taste of Winnebago Man. And while we finish our Hailstorm Vlad the Conquistador, why don't we give you a little taste of another show on the FCF Network? How about my friends Kev and Steph at the Let's Try This podcast?
Hey everyone, this is Steph from Let's Try This, your new favorite podcast. My co-host Kevin and I don't always have a lot in common, but we do happen to be married to each other, and we're not afraid to get a little passive-aggressive.
That's just what I think.
Are you serious?
Well, okay, Mrs. Perfect.
Every week we discuss stuff like professional wrestling, reality TV, pop culture, and life as newlyweds, but that's just the beginning. You can always expect us to try new things, hence the name. So buckle up and join us every Thursday for some fun and maybe even some fights on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network at fcfnetwork.com and everywhere you find podcasts. Let's try this because you just might like it.
Do you love it loud? Then plan to attend the Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo, one-day event celebrating all things rock and roll. Over 20 rock podcasts from all over North America recording on-site. Panel discussions with producers that have worked with Ozzy, Slayer, Kiss, Y&T, Seven Dust, Dokken, and more. Celebrity signings and meet-and-greets with current and former members of Cinderella, Winger, Tora Tora, Collected Soul, Taiketto, The Monkees, with more to be announced. All that flat and record dealers slinging some sweet vinyl. The Nashville Rock and Pod Expo takes place Saturday, August 26th at the Music Valley Event Center. More information available at NashvilleRockandPodExpo.com as well as on Facebook. The Nashville Rock and Pod Expo. Feast your ears!
All right, and that was the Let's Try This podcast. And also, as an added bonus, you heard an ad for the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo that I'm going to be a part of in Nashville, Tennessee, August 26th. Hopefully, I will see some of you guys in Nashville. I'm going to be doing a live show for the first time ever in front of an audience. I'm going to have three guys from some other notable music-centric podcasts from across the country. I'm going to be getting them drunk, and then they're going to have to do a show later. That's half the fun. I get to do my show at noon, and then I just get to chill out for the rest of the day. But it's going to be a good time. There's a lot of musicians. People from the music industry are going to be coming in as special guests. People you've probably heard on some of your favorite albums from back in the day. So it's going to be a good time. You can find all the info online. Just look up Nashville Rock and Pod Expo up on Facebook. You'll get all the details. But Freckles and I will be down in Nashville for a full weekend. We're going to be doing some episodes while we're down there, having a grand old time in Music City. So hope to see some of you guys there. And I'll be recording the episode, so you guys will hear it regardless. But be a lot cooler if you were there. And then you could say, like, I was there. And you get the t-shirt and the logos on it and all that shit. So, all right, well, it's time for us to drink some more beer. We're going to do kind of a side-by-side. Maximo, why are you trying to sabotage my show?
little background.
We got a little, this is why he's not allowed in the studio anymore.
We don't have nice things.
Yeah. Maximo has to ruin everything. If he's not pissing on a rug or shitting in the laundry room, he's barking through my podcast. All right, so Prairie Artisan Ales. This is the bomb! Exclamation point. This is an Imperial Stout aged on coffee, cacao nibs, vanilla beans, and chili peppers.
With the newer coffee. This is the newer.
Yeah, this is the Spaceship Earth. I was going to say, I don't remember that label being there the last time I drank this. And this is a 13%. We haven't really been given the percents. I can run down the list here.
They're up there.
The last one, the Vlad. Oh, that is only 14.1.
A modest
14. Yeah, I still have half a pint glass of it to consume. The reason I picked the IPAs earlier is because they were a little more lighter. 4.8 on the Slow Ride. And then the first IPA, it doesn't say, so that means it's like 4.
I was looking for it.
I think it's more like 6 or 7. So whatever. And then I chugged a light rail,
which is just what, 5.5?
5. So, but yeah, this is the bomb, the Prairie Bomb. I know it's always a big deal when this will show up on the shelves locally. We'll get posts in our little group and, oh, Tuck's got boxes of it on the floor, you know.
And within 24, 48, it's toast.
Yeah, I've had it one time. Brianna was there, and they just happened to have a couple bottles left. And I was like, grab one. And she's like, one? I'm like, yeah, they sell it single bottles. Yeah. It's not like, don't pick up a six-pack. Just get one. And
unless you happen to visit an establishment where that rule has not been expressed to the entire staff.
Oh, okay.
I won't say where.
What did it cost you?
That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Well, we're not all balling like you, Daryl.
Yeah.
Some of us got kids to feed.
Oh, that's a good point. Good point. Well, I'll tell you what. In Bloomington, usually it's no holds barred. It's usually
That was Drunk at the Movies episode 1.
It was. Is that a reference?
That's a reference.
All right. So I actually like the newer coffee in this. The other one that was like Naga Doshos or Naga, not gonna work here anymore. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
But the coffee that started with an N. If you're sitting on
the
that,
N-word coffee,
I think that might not be what it's called.
Oh, okay.
But this was it. Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship. Yeah,
it's a ride.
Parliament Funkadelic. Have you been on Epcot? They need to update that ride, right?
I will.
With Figment, the little purple dragon.
I can drop some mad Walt Disney knowledge here. My grandfather worked there in Vista United Telecommunications.
Oh, wow.
Doing fiber optic installs and stuff back when, like, Epcot opened.
Like the monorail.
Yes. So as a kid, we used to go there. And as a kid, what do you want? I want to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
What about Epcot? Who cares? We would get the free pass. We'd go there.
But it's got all the countries and you can drink.
Oh, yes.
Epcot is for adults.
It is for adults. And I figured this out, like,
has anybody done that recently? Here?
A friend of the show, Heather, she was just at Disney World with her son this past week. And I was seeing Instagram posts of her checking in from various countries, drinking a beer in each one.
That's
it's I didn't do that when I was in high school.
No, you just basically, you know, wander around with a poncho and get rained on and get, you know, sweaty and upset. Now, that Starship Earth or whatever, the big globe thing.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, my grandfather, used to give us the pass. We'd get in there, and then this is how baller he was. He'd be like, "You kids don't want to wait in line, do you?" I'm like, "No."
Oh, he had a fast pass before fast passes?
Before that was a thing. This is like circa 85.
You didn't have to pretend to be handicapped?
No, we would open, the back door and, show up in the middle of the ride and get right on. Like, it was, looking back on it, it's kind of shitty.
You went in the back door to Disney.
I did.
That's, few people live to tell that story.
Yeah, exactly. Crawled in behind Main Street and knew it was a facade and it was rigged. It was like the Matrix, you realized early on, this is phony.
Yeah.
It's still cool, but it's phony.
Holden Caulfield would hate this shit.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, Epcot was cool, but probably a lot cooler now. We needed to revisit that as an adult.
I just remember we did the one ride in the ball, the orb, and it's got the dragon, the purple dragon Figment, and there's a point where they take your picture.
Brought to you by Kodak.
Yeah, and I could see it coming, and it wasn't a very exciting ride. And
no.
I nudged my sister. I'm like, "Let's look as bored as possible." And so, they took our picture, and we're just, mouths hanging open, "What are we doing?" And then we got done with the ride, and we went and saw our picture. Like, "Oh, that's great."
You want to buy a keychain?
Buy that.
Right. Oh, a t-shirt. Remember this moment, buddy.
But yeah, I haven't been to Disney since high school.
It's expensive. If it's not a whole week, it's crazy expensive. I was going to go there for one day, and it was going to be astronomical.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
I saw an advertisement on TV, maybe this year or last year. It was Disney vacation for a family of four is cheaper than you think. And it was $4,400. And I'm Six Flags it is.
Yeah.
There's no way. If we had kids, my wife and I would be the Disney thing is great, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing
you
now.
You go to Ohio, go get some great beers. Cedar Rapids.
Ride them coasters.
Parlay it all together.
What's the other one? Kings Island? What's the other one? Cedar Point?
Yeah, Cedar Point.
Cedar Point.
Yep. Coasters?
You know what I meant.
Yep.
We were there.
You said cedar, and I said yes.
Yeah. That is a fantastic wood.
It is. Insect repellent, by the way.
Really?
That's what I hear.
One of the best woods.
You know what? The other thing, too, not to keep going down the rabbit hole, but Epcot, I didn't realize this. When you're a kid, it's just all boring stuff.
Yeah.
When you're an adult, you realize all of those rides were sponsored by companies.
Oh, shit.
It was Exxon Mobil's Universe of Energy. And
so they're just like drunken lullabies.
Wheels of Motion by General Motors. And it was all set up to mimic the old World's Fair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so that's why, sense. Boomers, my parents and grandparents
loved it.
They're like, this was great. When we're kids, we're like, what the hell's a World's Fair? I think they still do those, but it's not anywhere near what they used to be.
Right.
San Antonio had one,
I think. Did they?
I think that's where they're...
I know, New York did, and... Who else?
Tower of America or whatever.
South Pekin did not.
South Pekin.
We had railroad
should
days.
Have.
They
should.
We had railroad days. And the Golden Jubilee or something when it was the town's anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made gold coins for that. My dad gave me one.
Seriously?
Yeah. From when he was a kid. And then, an idiot, I wrote my name on the back of it, because I had to put ownership on it.
This is mine.
I took a Sharpie and wrote Dustin on the back of this coin like he'd had it for his whole life.
So when you go on the Antiques Roadshow in 20 years and be like, what's this worth?
Nothing!
The guy's, yeah.
You get nothing!
Stupid!
Yeah, I was so stupid.
You were so stupid.
All right, well, I think you guys each have an empty glass, so I will just drink my portion out of the bottle, most likely. But we're going to do a little side-by-side with a little birthday bomb, which...
birthday is it?
They say it's your birthday.
Shorty?
It's my birthday too, yeah.
I actually bought extra. My brother's birthday's coming up, so got him a birthday bomb.
How is this different? Because the description is literally the same. It just has balloon animals on the label.
It's got sprinkles in it.
Oh, nice.
No, I just made that
clown
up.
Clown farts.
It's got funfetti. Right.
Funfetti is my birthday cake of choice.
Even as an adult, I like that more.
Even as an adult, yes,
I like that more.
I haven't
now.
Grown up. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
My mom made funfetti cupcakes for me for my last birthday, and she made them for me to take to work for all my friends, like, you know, grade school. I took the day off of work, and
did you tell her you're? Oh yeah, I'm gonna take this to work.
We went in to Peoria for lunch, and I dropped by the bank, and I was like, I got treats, and they were all very happy. So,
for those listening at home, the voice is extremely honest.
I am.
If this actually happens,
it happened
to me. I would be like, yeah, I'm gonna take these to work. Sure, mom. And by about 10:30 the next morning, toast.
This is how you build an audience. You have to be open with your listeners.
Not.
No?
Nah, deceit. I deal in deceit. Lies.
Lies and treachery.
That's right.
All right.
Mark, did you obtain this locally, by the way?
I got this at Binney's.
In Bloomington.
Yeah. Yep.
It's sweeter, isn't it?
I want to know what the difference is. There's not a description on it. I'm going to have to consult Untappd to see
all of a sudden it was on
the
it was there, and I was like, ooh. And
it's
jumped on it.
It's delicious.
I would not recommend that. It's made of glass. You are likely to hurt yourself.
See what you did there.
Yes. I'm making dad jokes. I've reached that point of inebriation.
My brother actually texted me a picture up in Benny's up in Chicago. They literally just have cases of Prairie Bomb just stacked up.
Unreal.
He just snapped it.
Here we get like four, and somebody's got, you know,
yeah,
somebody's got an assault charge because it's been mobbed as they put it out on the shelf.
Well, somebody drank this recently at 8-Bit. I mean, within a month. So I don't know if that was somebody brought a bottle or if they actually had this at 8-Bit, but it's 13% as well. And again, no description saying how this is different from regular bomb. The bomb.com.
I'm doing the cyber
yeah,
right now.
I was hoping you could tell me. Because my palate for stouts, especially like chili stouts,
yeah,
is not developed enough and refined for me to pick out the subtle nuances. It's just, it tastes like a chili stout.
Well, we got Bill Nye down there. He's gonna
Bill Nye the science guy.
He's
Bill,
gonna Bill, sort Bill. It all out.
Yeah. Have I you watched his Netflix show?
No.
He's got a new one. It's called like Bill Nye Saves the World or something like that.
See, my wife is in love with him. I find him abhorrent. I detest Bill Nye.
I used to watch him when I was in junior
high. Well,
your
wife's in love with him, so yeah, apparently.
I mean, that's
that's rivalry. Yeah.
Other people on her list, David Boreanaz, and...
Oh, so you've got a list.
I've got
Angel.
A list.
You got a list, she's got a list.
Luke Wilson.
Okay.
I don't have a list. That's my sad part, I should. And then, who's the other? Kenneth Branagh, which is, I don't understand.
Really?
I don't understand that.
From Harry Potter.
From a lot
he's
of
He's been a lot of things, but he's like Gilderoy Lockhart. On
well
Harry
done.
Potter.
Well done.
I think I just pulled that one out of my ass.
That is just
out of my sorting hat. Gryffindor. Hufflepuff.
I did not think I would hear some Harry Potter references.
Well,
tonight,
you got it. I'm trying to get these people drunk because I guarantee they're not drinking 13% beers back to back to back.
You got a final verdict?
Cinnamon, it seems less.
The bomb of seems
that.
Smoother.
Yeah.
The birthday bomb.
The birthday bomb smoother.
Because they're both bombs. I realized that after I said it that I was not being very clear.
I wasn't going to jump on you.
But I was looking at the beer in my left hand, which is the birthday bomb. Yeah.
Does it seem sweeter, though?
I think so, a little.
Really? I don't. Yeah. Is this inflection annoying? That's what I just noticed.
Just keep doing it.
It could just be a placebo.
Do the entire episode like that.
What?
Just a lot of
everything's a question.
I don't understand. No, I just. It's good. It's good. First time I had that was.
Getting it left?
Oh, there's some left, yes.
On my birthday, I will say a random member of our fellowship. Go ahead.
Fellowship?
Yeah. Showed up at the Fox. Okay. And it was a.
We're not naming names?
I don't know how cool it is. Someone might need to be in a witness protection program.
You've already name dropped your grandpa.
Did I? Yeah, that's true. Well, he's 89. He doesn't listen. Actually, I take that back. He does.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Gramps. How's Boca? no joke. He lives in Boca. But yeah, he's like, oh, it's your birthday? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, hold on a second. He just walks out to his car, and in the trunk, he has, like, birthday bomb. And he just brought it in, and...
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My grandpa had PBR, and, like, Blatz. And red, you know, red, white, and blue, all those.
Your staples, your classic American staples. Like the glass you're drinking this out
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Never forget your roots. Kunta Kinte said that shit.
You mean Toby.
LeVar Burton, patron saint of Drunken Lullabies.
Is that an autographed picture of
it? You're damn right it is.
That red caddy corner from Captain Spaulding, I might add.
Yeah.
You probably scribbled that on that picture.
No, I did
not.
That is LeVar Burton. I have a certificate of authenticity
because
it's a picture of him signing it.
You want to see all this.
I talked to him about reading Rainbow. And he was like, it's coming back as an app. And like, it's going to be in schools everywhere. They did a Kickstarter thing.
Did they really?
Yeah. Reading Rainbow is still around. And you can find classic episodes on Netflix. It's in my queue. Am I ever going to go back and watch some of them? I'm maybe on a very drunken night. Be like, man, butterfly in the sky.
Fly twice as high.
Take a look. It's in a book.
I'll guarantee you this.
Read Rainbow.
Surrounded by this room, do you really?
And Brianna will be like, the kids are sleeping, you know.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing down here? I will say this. You're guaranteed to watch more episodes, reruns of... Reading Rainbow than Bill Cosby's picture pages.
Oh, yeah.
I think
those have probably been deleted from the archive.
Yeah. You would think, but
with that pen, the pen that makes
Daryl's going to drop knowledge.
Yeah. Well,
Don't the picture
That should be a part. Daryl's going to drop knowledge. It should be a part of your episode.
Terrible. It's terrible. One of the local channels still has reruns of The Cosby Show in the afternoon. Like, I get off work early. And so I watch, like, the worst daytime TV, like Judge Judy and, like, 227 and whatever.
Oh, there's an old one. 227. How about Amen?
Sometimes that's on. Sometimes Three's Company. They run The Cosby Show from, like, 4 to 5 on, like, 59 or 43 or something. Like, one
that's
of those
crazy. Channels.
And I thought just instantly, like, this is wrong. This is, like, we don't celebrate... Alleged
Heathcliff Huxtable did some bad things.
Maybe.
I was watching an episode of The Leftovers on HBO. Anybody ever seen that?
Nope.
Well, it's about kind of like a rapture like event thing that happens, and 2 or 4% of the Earth's population just disappears one day. And it's about the people that were left behind. Hmm. And I'm only one season into it. It's been pretty good. It's mostly just about dealing with loss and how people process things like that. But this one guy walks on screen. He was playing a priest. And I was like, holy shit, it's Alvin. I haven't seen him in anything.
Awesome.
So Sandra and the kids were not to be found. So I'm guessing they disappeared. And... Alvin's now on his own.
He's making a go of it.
Yeah. Winnie and Nelson. I had to think. I was trying to pull the kid because he's named after Nelson Mandela and Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years. Pretty sure.
Well played.
Yeah.
That was nice connection.
All right.
Mark's like, why did I say
paint it?
Why did I agree to come here?
All right.
The fluffy clouds.
It's time for our final. Bob Ross is on Netflix too. It's time for our final song from our band of the week, Roswell Kid. This is from an older album that is called Good Graphics. Came out a couple years ago in 2015. The song title is a pop culture reference in its own. It is called Angus Soundtrack Deep Cut, which is great. I love that that is the name of a song, because the Angus soundtrack is awesome, and Angus is a future episode of Drunk at the Movies. So
awesome.
This song sounds like it could be on the Angus soundtrack, and that's what they're going for. So enjoy it now here on Drunken Lullabies. Roswell Kid, hope you enjoyed their music. Like I said, look for them on social media, on the internet. Just type Roswell Kid into your Google machine and go to all appropriate blue links. So it's time now for what we like to call the sponsor spotlight.
Hip hop, hip hop. My voice is like a monster. And now a word from my sponsor.
Oh, is it? It's a quiet one.
It is a quiet one.
It was like a SBD fart.
You should make a drinking out of, like a drinking game just out of cracking a new beer.
Yeah. I didn't used to do it, but after I did it a couple times, it sounded really good on the mic. So now I just feel like doing it all the time, even if it's anticlimactic like that. But
theater of the mind.
It's yeah. Kind of a cheers, you know?
Yeah.
So it's sponsor spotlight time. And thanks to Daryl and Distill, we're drinking something a little fancier this week than what we were going to drink. The award-winning Distill beer, Dos Vidania. I'm sure Mark, you've probably had this.
I've had the Dos a couple times.
Yeah. It's a solid one. I'll read the little description here on this. It's a Russian style extra imperial stout that is aged in oak bourbon barrels. This is from the 2016 batch, 12.5%. Like a Russian Mastroika or Nesting Doll, the secret of Dosvidaniya Russian Imperial Stout lies locked deep within her dark, mysterious, and elaborate wooden layers. Like cedar.
It's perhaps. Throw it back. Let's go.
Come the on. Hidden soul of this oak bourbon barrel-aged beer that we said Dosvidaniya, goodbye, to several months before revealing is its rich, robust, and roasty maltiness that finishes dry. Please consume slowly and enjoy.
I like how they put that cautionary advice on the label. The first time I had Dose at the legendary Fox Pub and Cafe.
Legendary.
It was... I did not consume slowly.
Okay.
To my downfall.
Yeah, how'd that work out for
it
you?
It was like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, got to go home, got to call the wife afternoon. Those Russians are sneaky.
Yeah.
They really are.
Watch the canopy.
A little bit. I will say, you know, since my initial interest in this, I've learned Russian.
Have you now?
Just two phrases.
Oh, well, that's not really learning Russian.
Well, that's what was on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I tried the Rosetta Stone, but...
I was going to say, I don't want you to think you can go abroad.
No.
And you're going to be able to survive in the culture, like, vodka.
right.
Nostrovia.
Nostrovia.
Actually, do it. Just record it so we can be there.
I will break you.
I'm going to break you. If you want to say it's boring in Russian, it is «это скучно».
Okay.
«Это скучно». Я не понимаю. That's
what's,
all I know.
What's speech cooch? That's a reference what is for it? In the future.
And stripes, too, in the beginning? So the beach. Sheet. Oh, jeez. Louise.
She got me on my knees. This Dosvidaniya.
I have not had the variants. I have not.
You haven't had the rye?
I have not. Or the vanilla. Vanilla.
Really?
Mm-mm. Huh. Niet.
Niet.
Niet. I would like to partake. Is it a Black Tuesday release?
Just
Black Friday.
Friday.
Black Tuesday was the stock market.
Fat Tuesday. That's Mardi Gras. Yeah,
somebody here. No, finish. There's like a ribbon of that in the bottom.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm clearing my sinuses from all those chili right beers.
Here.
Yeah.
Investment in your future. Right here.
Yeah, something without chili now is weird.
The rye is fantastic.
I prefer the regular over the rye myself.
Really?
Yeah. I know it's not a popular opinion, but it's my opinion.
Come along, Mark. Let's leave.
Yes.
Yes.
No, it's... I haven't had the vanilla, though. So, I might dig the vanilla more than, you know, just the straight-up Dose. We did a double Dose once. Once. That was fun.
You stared off as like just kind of like
you can hear it.
You had a happy time in your life where you like looked off into the distance. It was like this is my journey.
Like the time Uncle Rico could have made state in 82.
I could throw a football over that mountain.
Could have made state.
Yeah. No, it was our
double Dose.
I believe it was our birthday episode, the 1 year anniversary, last October. We didn't have birthday bombs, so we're just like, we'll do double Dose. Why not?
That sounds like
so. We had regular and the rye back to back for a double sponsor spotlight.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
Closed it out strong.
I'll bet
that is a strong finish.
Did you have to work the next day, or
most likely?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't get hungover, so no.
That's my liver.
That's
a good trait.
I think not drinking for years prior to this hobby has worked out well for me. Because even when I drank before, it was very much in moderation. Like, when I went to the doctor and they're like, how many drinks do you have?
That's a fun question.
On a regular basis, like, I could have literally said, couple a month.
Yeah.
And that would have been honest. Now, not so much.
That is the best question when you're getting your physical.
Oh, I had to go to a doctor recently and I got asked that question. They're like, so how many... you know, alcoholic beverages do you consume? And I was like, well, it depends, I guess.
Flip the script. I'm like, what ABV are you talking about?
What am I on a trial here? What the hell?
I didn't tell them.
I have one bottle high ABV, what does this count for?
You realize I have a beer podcast, right? I am contractually obligated to drink on a weekly basis. But I was like,
it's my job.
Usually 2 to 3. And they're like, but not every day, right? And I'm like, no.
Never.
No, not every day. That'd be... That's ridiculous.
Why, no.
Who would drink 2 to 3 beers a day?
Why do you think I am?
Alcoholics, that's who.
Someone with a problem, which is clearly not this me. Guy.
Yeah.
Just wait for another study come out, and you know they come out every day with new studies, and
I'm not gonna,
a beer a day.
I'm not going to explain flights to a nurse.
No.
Oh yeah. No.
Because it doesn't matter at that point. The judgmental face.
I'm there for my sinuses. I'm not there for my liver.
Yeah.
There's no correlation.
Cirrhosis enter my diagnosis.
I have a sinus infection, and I guarantee that was not brought on by craft beer.
Yeah. What's with the 20 questions?
Yeah.
You know what?
What are you hiding?
I'm
paying $200 for this visit out of pocket, damn it. I don't need to be read the riot act by the Spanish Inquisition. I just want to drink my beer.
I just like some Afrin and be on my merry way. I will say I got the weirdest question at a physical recently. It was, do you smoke? Do you drink? Do you do this? You know, and then all the follow-ups. And then one random one out of the blue. Do you eat a lot of canned food? And I said, what? And she goes, do you eat a lot of canned food? And I was like...
Like a cat?
Like canned food? And they're like, no. I'm like, I don't eat anything out of a can. Like, maybe something like...
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, you know, my beef raviolios. But no, I'm like, I don't eat canned food. I'm like, why? She's like, oh, well, they make us ask that now because it's so high in sodium. Apparently, like...
Everything's high in sodium. I just had this conversation with Brianna today, because she's trying to watch her sodium intake, because I guess hereditarily there's blood issues in the family. Yeah. And she's like, so yeah, I can't eat this now, and I can't eat that, and I never realized how much sodium was in this. I'm like, babe, there's sodium in everything. Like, you can't eat ramen ever again. Like, that's just sodium in a bowl.
That is like the worst.
There is a sodium packet that you wave above the pot as you tear it up and put it in.
That apparently in prison is high reward.
Orange
is the New Black, I learned that.
Man.
That's what they pay the women wearing the prison underwear with the soup packets.
We need to have a separate conversation about that show. I
haven't watched the new season yet. We're trying to catch up.
Okay, I won't.
I heard it's not good, so I will be going into it with... Okay. But I still haven't watched last season.
All right.
So I'm 2 years behind.
Speaking of Russians, Red.
Yeah.
Russian in that.
Kate Mulgrew,
formerly of Star Trek.
Correct.
Which Star Trek?
Voyager? It wasn't Deep Space Nine. That was Sisko. Thong Song.
No shit. Sisko was in that.
Yeah.
I know LeVar Burton was the Next Generation. He had the air cleaner. He had the AC
LaForge,
air cleaner on his... face.
I was a Star Wars guy. I'm not a Trekker.
If Next Generation's on, I'll watch that. Everything else can...
Jean-Luc Picard?
Yes.
Dana Troy?
So early on you asked, like, what my first craft beer, whatever.
There is a Star Trek beer. I've seen it.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who made it. Schmaltz, maybe? It was for the Star Trek anniversary. I can't remember.
Interesting.
Pretty sure it's out there.
The guy who
boldly
first
going where no beer has gone before.
Nice work.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who first rejected selling me, and I was of age, by the way.
Okay.
Rejected selling me beer. Refused to sell me was a guy who looked exactly like Data from Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Brett Spiner.
Mm-hmm.
Did
at the Eagle grocery store in Lindenhurst, Illinois.
Did you have an ID?
I did, but my younger brother was with me from high school, and he refused to sell it to me.
No ID, no goddamn beer. Can't you get that through your thick skull?
Is that Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
Teen Wolf, yeah.
The circle gets the square.
Call me Jim J. Bullock. No, so he refused to sell it to me and took it out, and I said, would he go Data? And he got all mad, because apparently all the high school kids used to call him Data.
Oh,
because he had, like, jaundiced yellow skin, and then he dyed his hair
and
jet
no
black.
Facial expression.
Zero.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, Eagle Food Stores went bankrupt, and I laughed all the way to the BP down the street, where I bought my beer anyways.
There you go.
Sell it to me, so who cares?
See, happy ending to that story.
Yeah. Kind of. I mean...
Speaking of happy endings, let's have our own happy ending. Hand check. It's now time for Picks of the Week! Okay, we drank a lot of good beers. Man, I can barely even remember the ones at the beginning of the show. They're not getting picked anyway, I doubt.
Coors Light? Was it a Coors Light?
Dead Soldiers.
Yeah, we had the Deep Ellum, we had the Slow Ride, the Vlad, the Conquistador, the Bomb, and the Birthday Bomb. And then we closed it out with the Dos Vidania. Mark, what was your pick of the week?
I think I'm going to go with the Dos.
Okay.
That is a fantastic beer. A lot of great variants out there right now, but it's can't lose with this one. If you can get your hands on it.
You know who else can't lose? Parker Lewis.
That's what I heard.
That kid can't
That's
lose.
What I heard.
Can't ever
I
lose.
Love that show, by the way.
Kubiak.
Coop. Yeah. Coop. Who was also in a bunch of other crap.
Oh, he's in tons of stuff, but every time I'd see him, he'd be like, it's Kubiak.
Yeah, nobody gets that.
That show's been forgotten. Yeah. I think it's available on DVD, I'm sure.
I like Parker Lewis because he buttoned every button on the shirts.
Corin Nemec? Was that his name?
Something.
And the girl, that was she was on Adventures in Babysitting, right? Wasn't that the Thor girl?
That was the little Thor girl.
Yeah.
I think both of them are now working at a Subway in Reseda.
They're called sandwich artists, Daryl. Give them some credit.
But do they do the U-Groove? That's what I want to know.
What is that?
You guys remember Subway when they first opened? They didn't slice it in half and like open it and peel it. No, they cut a U-channel.
Yes, in the top I do remember of the bread. That. Yeah,
kind of
yeah,
like the, it was like a V, like Jimmy John's stuff.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Well, no.
Jimmy John's doesn't mess with that. Yeah. No, they had like this little channel.
They tear it out.
Yeah,
they tear it out and they put all your sandwich that kind of thing in.
Yeah,
put whatever they cut out the V channel. You put it right back in
the landing.
Mark knows what's up.
Yeah, that has apparently been outlawed.
Oh.
So and some of the older folks that used to work there back in the day that did that would get yelled at.
They were sandwich impressionists.
like the Van Gogh of sandwich.
The Syrah.
I want you to create a starry night with this cold cut combo. Oh, it's gross. Sorry. Were we doing a show?
We are. What's your pick of the week?
I'm going to go on a limb here. Maybe it's because I haven't had Bomb in a while. I love me the Dos. If Dos is there and, you know...
Daryl likey Dos.
Basically, yes. But I'm going to say the Bomb this week was a pleasant surprise.
Okay.
Out of left field. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Mark, for bringing that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing the dose, Daryl. Mm-hmm.
So now it's up to me. I'm going to pick a different one, too. There's not going to be a winner this week. I liked the Vlad, which we kind of talked about. I was a fan of the regular, but I think we go with Birthday Bomb.
Nice.
Yeah, which worked for me. You said you didn't get the extra sweetness, but I don't know. Maybe my tongue's just fucky, but it worked for me. So we got a Dos, we got a Bomb, we got a Birthday Bomb. A house divided against itself cannot stand, is what the great Abraham Lincoln said, but he wasn't drinking beer. Because if he was, I don't think he would have gave a shit. Everybody just likes what they like. And it's a good time. And I think we had a pretty good time.
Absolutely. I had a great time.
Before we skedaddle to our next show, I wanted to give the Drunken Maniacs some music picks of the week, which I've been doing lately. There's some new things I've been listening to, and you guys might dig. There's an ant on my notes. That will not do. We have Punk Goes Pop Volume 7, which just came out, and features... two former Drunken Lullabies bands of the week. And one of those bands was actually on a show and drank with me at Distill Brewery. Dance Gavin Dance and Boston Manor are both featured on that CD doing cover songs of current pop songs. And there's also two other bands on that CD that are future bands of the week. But you don't know who they are yet. So it'll be a surprise. Why don't you listen to it? See if you can guess who's going to be featured on an upcoming episode. But there's four total Drunken Lullabies bands on that album. So check that out. Former Band of the Week, Battle Tapes. They were Band of the Week back in January. They just released a new EP called Form. Fantastic. I've been playing the shit out of it. Maybe down the road at the end of the year when I do our music wrap-up year in review show, I'll play a song off of it. But check it out, because I don't want you to have to wait that long to hear some of it. You can find that on Spotify, any music streaming site. Nine Inch Nails just put out a new EP. I don't know if you guys are fans of Nine Inch Nails.
Used to be.
But they've got, or he, I guess, I think it's just a kind of a one-man show. Trent just does everything.
Yeah.
Add Violence. I listened to it for the first time while I was waiting for my plane to depart. I had a little time to kill and at the airport, Houston Hobby. So I listened to it. Really, really good. And then this CD came out today, but by the time you hear it, it's been out for a little while. Yeah. Manchester Orchestra, brand new album, A Black Mile to the Surface. Already, I'm going to say it, in my top 10 of the year. I've only listened to it once. That's all I needed to listen to it to know it's that damn good.
One of my favorite bands. I'm going to see them in Chicago.
Really?
I already got tickets, yeah.
I saw them at Riot Fest a couple years ago. That's the only time I've seen them live.
I've never seen them. Always wanted to. It's been a big thing for me to get tickets. Yeah. I'm super excited.
Where's the venue, you said?
It's...
They seem like a band that would play the Aragon.
The Metro. No. It's out west. It's the... shoot, I can't remember the name of the... it's out west side of Chicago.
I bet if you look them up on Facebook...
Yes.
You'll see where they're playing.
Yes.
And I would suggest going. They're a fantastic band. And you can believe I've tried contacting somebody to see if maybe I can feature them on an upcoming episode. We'll see if I hear back. Because I love when I can feature some of my favorite bands when they've got new stuff out. So that pretty much wraps it up for this week. If you would like to send us some fan feedback... to be featured on a future episode, or just let me know what you think of the show, you can send me an email at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com. Contact us on Facebook or Instagram at drunkenlullabiespodcast. And be sure to listen now every Wednesday. There's a new episode of Drunk at the Movies out for you to enjoy. So you got your Drunken Lullabies proper on Sunday, Drunk at the Movies on Wednesday. To help make hump day that much more enjoyable.
It does get you through the week.
So
perfect.
Let us know what you think. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I know it's twice the content, so you got to keep up or you're going to get behind, but I wouldn't put it out there if I didn't think it was worth listening to. And these guys know that for a fact. So, until next time, this is the voice saying, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.